just a matter of a few months ago, out of the blue, this new virus appeared in Mexico and then in the United States and very quickly spread to Australia. And before we knew it, we were dealing with this massive epidemic of influenza, which in the end wasn't as serious as we'd feared, but nonetheless resulted in nearly 200 deaths and many thousands of hospitalizations, many of whom were in children under the age of 5 years. So this pandemic, as it's now become, has now moved to the Northern Hemisphere in their winter, and they are now experiencing what we experienced in our winter. What will happen in Australia in a subsequent wave, either before the next winter or during winter next year, we don't know yet. It may be that the virus will change. It may be that it will be a mild infection similar to seasons in the past with ordinary flu, which have not been that severe. But the development of a vaccine has been crucial in preparing us to deal with what we don't know for the future. As a matter of urgency, the CSL, which is the Australian vaccine manufacturer, sequenced a virus which allowed them to be amongst the first in the world to develop a vaccine that would be suitable for clinical trials. And in cooperation with our colleagues at universities in Sydney, Queensland, in South Australia and Western Australia, we were able to, at a very quick pace, get the appropriate ethics approval and then recruit families to study the vaccine in children down to the age of 6 months, in order to assess what dosage was required for the vaccine, how many doses might be required, and to give us some preliminary assurance of the safety of the vaccine. And so today our results now report the findings from that study, which have shown three key things. The first is that the vaccine is effective, in fact likely to be highly effective. The second, that the vaccine is safe and the adverse event or minor side effects profile of the vaccine very similar to that observed with ordinary flu vaccine. And finally, that the doses that were studied with the vaccine in the trial suggest that one dose of vaccine rather than the two, which is conventional for children and what is currently recommended, one dose may be sufficient. These results will be the first of a number of results that we hope will appear from other related studies in the coming weeks, which will add further information to assist the Australian government, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, and other regulators around the world in making decisions about whether their recommendations for one or two doses need to be modified. At the moment, though, these results are very, very reassuring that the vaccine which is currently being used in Australia is highly effective and will be safe for its use in children.